So I can successfully say that I have hosted a fighting game tournament at a esports arena, at an esports arena, if you will. And it feels good. I have some thoughts about the whole experience, and not even the experience itself, but just my personal experiences surrounding leading up to that day and the day of. But first we gotta go over a few things, and of course I gotta introduce myself. Hello, my name is Tavian the Philosopher Nape here. If you don't know who I am the Assistant Director of Esports and Arena at Western Michigan University. That means I oversee the esports program over at that university and the arena. That means production, all that kind of fun stuff. I'm also one of the founders of the Kalamazoo Fighting Game Community here in Kalamazoo, and I'm very passionate about gaming. I'm very passionate about competitive gaming, esports, all the good stuff. And I'm able to put on events. I'm a head coach of a varsity program. I do a lot of stuff, and I just want to share my knowledge, share my passion. I have a unique perspective on a lot of things, and apparently I'm an expert in the field of college or collegiate esports. And I just want to share some thoughts with you with just being a regular tournament organizer, working at a college, and some other updates along the way. But hello, welcome to the FGC Philosophy Podcast, and let's get right into it. All right, so the first couple of things I want to talk about are some fighting game updates. Street Fighter VI did have a patch. There was also Capcom Cup, which was pretty crazy. I watched some of the highlights. I watched the top eight of it. I wasn't as driven to watch high-level Tekken as I... Or Street Tekken. I wasn't as eager to watch high-level Street Fighter just right now. I had a lot going on, and sometimes I just don't want to watch fighting games. So it is what it is. But nonetheless, there is a patch that came out. Ed came out. A lot of people are talking about him right now. Seem to be pretty excited. Some people are talking about a few things. I tend to not delve too deep into social discourse nowadays. I try to avoid social media like the plague, so I'm sorry that I don't know all the tea. I don't know all of the gossip around how people feel about it, but I think he's cool. He feels weird to me. I don't know. I'm definitely not going to play him, but I don't know how much I'm going to actually explore the character. I get pretty lazy with that kind of stuff, and I'll dig into Street Fighter more in just a second. But Aki and Jamie did get some buffs. Jamie has the drink buff where he can actually grab and do a forward throw and then drink off of that and still be, I think, +7 or something like that. So that's much needed. I know also, I think he keeps his drinks after he does his level 2 install. So I believe originally it wiped all your drinks, even if you had drink stacks. Now it keeps whatever you had beforehand. I gotta double check that. I have the Street Fighter tournament. I have Mighty Mode on Monday, so I'm gonna be messing around with Jamie a little bit. So I haven't had a chance to actually sit down and mess with him, but next episode I can update you guys on that whenever that may be. I know Aki got a couple of quality of life changes, like her jabs have a little bit more range, more active frames on her standing medium punch. So she got some nice quality of life stuff that's really cool, but nothing too game breaking, nothing too exciting to call home about. The one thing I wanted to say though is that I haven't been playing a lot of Street Fighter. One of the reasons is I think just other games have been more, you know, shiny, more interesting to me. And the other reason is because my hands have still been hurting whenever I play that game. 2D fighters in particular, but Street Fighter is a very physically demanding game for me. And it's just been a little bit hard to do the inputs. And then the other thing is that the input reader in that game feels inconsistent. I think Street Fighter 6 is a great game. However, I do get frustrated when I don't know what the issue is with the inputs. I was talking to somebody about this, and I think they were being facetious with saying this, but it kind of annoyed me a little bit, where their reaction was just learn, you know, do the input right, like you fix your execution. And I was like, I would if I knew what the game wanted me to do. And that's an issue when you don't know what the game wants you to do and you don't know why you're messing up your inputs. When I mess up my execution, I usually know why that is. In this game, I feel like I can just do a quarter circle and it just does not come out. I don't know if it's a timing thing. I don't know if I missed like the down forward, but when I look at the input readers on the replay or in the practice room, looks fine. So I really don't know what the issue is. I just wish I knew what that issue was so that I could fix it. But whatever it is in Street Fighter, it's not fully visible when you're watching the replay. So that leads me to believe it's a timing issue more so than an execution issue, which they go hand in hand. But to be specific, I think it's a timing issue. Either way, my hand hurts when I play it, and I get a little bit irritated when I can't do inputs and I don't know what the issue is. Now, you could just say get good, whatever, it is what it is, but that's just where I'm at with Street Fighter 6 right now. It's a little unfortunate. I was hoping to be, you know, a little bit more high level in that game, but I also don't want to force myself to do something that's one, hurting myself, but two, I'm just not enjoying as much as I would like to. So I'm going to reflect on that a little bit more. I still want to play Street Fighter 6. I would like to be high level, but I got to say that Tekken's been taking more of my time lately. I believe I mentioned Tekken in the last episode that I uploaded, and I still feel the same way. I've been really enjoying Azucena. I got her to Shenryu right now, so I'm trying to get to, I think, something ruler. I think it's Mighty Ruler is the first one. I forget. It's like Mighty Ruler, Flame Ruler, and like something else ruler. I don't remember what it is. But either way, I'm trying to get to the purple names is what it's called. Currently, I'm in the red names, and I'm past the arc where people fall off, so I'm pretty proud that I got past Tenryu. I've fallen back there a couple times, but there's Tenryu, Shenryu. No. Garyu. Garyu is the first one, then Shenryu, then Tenryu. So I'm at Shenryu. I passed Garyu. I got knocked down a couple times, got back up. Now I'm working on that third red name to try to get to the purple names. And I've been really just enjoying the game. I love the replay system. I also have been messing with other characters. Like I'm learning Jin, not because I want to like the character, but because I want to beat the character. There's two Jin players, and both of them have won Tekken tournaments at my locals. And I just don't want to lose to that character. One of them is the same guy I've been losing to in mini brackets, and I just want to be able to beat him. He's a really strong player. He's a older player, which is really awesome, someone I look up to, but I definitely want to be able to beat that player in a game. So this game feels more attainable with all the hours I put into DOA. This game just feels a lot more attainable for me to be able to get to a higher level in that game. I've really enjoyed playing Dead or Alive. If you know me for a long time, you've known that I talk about Dead or Alive. I enjoyed playing Dead or Alive 2 and Dead or Alive 4. I competed in Dead or Alive 5 and a little bit of 6, but those games I didn't like as much as 2 or 4. I just played them because that was the next DOA in the series. And Tekken just wasn't the game for me. It felt a little bit too jerky, but now that one of the directors from DOA is on Tekken, this game, it fixes all the issues that I had with Tekken before. And I played Tekken 8 a little bit. I really enjoyed playing Lydia, so I have a little bit of knowledge on how Tekken mechanics work, that the mechanics that are a little bit separate from DOA, because a lot of it is similar with the neutral, with, you know, high crushes, low crushes, sidestepping, all that kind of stuff. The movement, the neutral is very, very, very similar between like a lot of 3D fighters, but every game has their unique mechanics. Tekken, I'm still learning some of them with like the juggle and the wall splats and the grounds and stuff like that. There's still a lot to learn. But I've been enjoying it, and I've just been taking it one step at a time and just trying to lab. I came across a couple of content creators, but one in particular who I think is Tricky Eileen. Tricky Eileen is a really interesting person that I reached out to as well, so hopefully I can collaborate with them in the future. But she is a virtual fighter combo breaker, two-time champion, but is learning Tekken, and just watching her process for learning the game and taking those notes is very inspirational for me. As someone who likes to do that but just doesn't do it consistently, it's very nice to see someone going through and doing that and being consistent. It's really inspirational for me as someone who likes to be tedious but doesn't like to be tedious, if you know what I mean. It's just like, I want to get in there and do some ranked, you know, I want to hop in there and get some action while I can, you know. My son's asleep. I want to try to just hurry up and go. So that said, I'm really excited about the game. I definitely want to learn Jin. One of the things that made me happy is the custom skins or custom outfits that you can do. I made Jin look like Ayn from DOA. If you know who DOA is, or if you know who Ayn is, or if you don't know who Ayn is, he is Hayate, the ninja from the, I think he's from the Hayabusa clan, I believe, but he loses his memory. And instead of using ninjutsu, he actually uses karate with Hitomi, right? And so he just has like a basic gi and just brown hair. It's nothing fancy, but just like, all I did was give him the gi. I actually have the version with the fists. I kind of like that version a little bit more. It has a little bit of a Ryu vibe to it. And then give him the brown hair. And it just makes me so happy for whatever reason, because I like to play Ayn. I like to play a lot of characters in DOA. I didn't play Ayn at a high level or anything like that, but a lot of the characters are really cool. And I love karate. I did karate as a kid. So any character that has just straight karate, like Japanese karate, Goju Ryu, Wado Ryu, Shoto, I like that kind of stuff. Shoto is a little bit different. I don't know if Shotokan is Chinese or not, or Japanese. I want to say it's Japanese, but it's different from just traditional karate, in my opinion. The style is a little bit different. A lot more horse stance. A lot of similarities, but I digress. I'm enjoying Tekken. Every character that I play as, I make a custom skin. I might actually like do a showcase or something later on. There's something that I'm really proud of. Like I turned Brian Fury into... what is his name? Not Dragunov. Metal Gear Solid 3. Why am I forgetting this all of a sudden? Colonel Volgan. I turned him into Colonel Volgan, and it just looks so perfect. I love it. I love it. I gotta go give him the lightning aura. I think I did, but I gotta go double check that to see if I added that properly. But I love it. I love it. It's great. Anyways, Tekken is cool. The replay system where you can take over the replay. I fully believe that every fighting game, every AAA fighting game needs to have that feature moving forward. It's just unacceptable in my opinion, unless you have a really good excuse as to why you can't implement that. But yeah, needless to say, I've been really enjoying Tekken. It's nice to have a 3D fighter to play again that I can take very seriously. And I have been really strongly contemplating just getting serious about competing in this game and kind of just dropping Street Fighter as a competitive game and just, I'm going to still be playing it. I'm around Street Fighter too much to not play it, but more casually, that still means I'm going to be able to compete with high level players to some degree, but I'm not going to be able to get all the different information and I'm not going to be just consistent. You know, I'm going to be inconsistent. I'm going to have to be okay with that. Like tonight, I'm going to compete and I'm probably going to lose. I might use Jamie, who I haven't used in a long time, but that I don't need to give myself that pressure for whatever reason. I don't need to get mad if I lose. I don't need to get that way. It's just not that serious, right? It's supposed to be fun. Anyway, that leads me into one of the big things that I did was a monthly fighting game tournament. We revived what's called Bronco Beatdown, which was originally an annual Smash Bros. Tournament back in like 2018 and 2019. But rather than just doing Smash Bros., I turned it into a monthly fighting game tournament. Street Fighter 6 has a $100 prize pool, pop bonus, I should say, $100 pop bonus on top of whatever registrations is. $100 goes straight to first place. And for the most part, like, it honestly went very, very well. I think the production was good. I have a lot of notes on my production on how to improve it, but I think the first one was good, especially since my staff have not really played any fighting games whatsoever and have only done like one test tournament just to see how everything goes, like a dry run for a tournament. And so next time I'm definitely going to do a little bit more broadcasting myself so that I can show the staff what it looks like. But I think overall it just went good. The issues that we have are pretty easily fixable. I have bigger goals for some of the other things, like having vendors in there. So I'm just really excited, but also it was a lot of work to get set up. It was actually years in the making, a lot of paperwork, a lot of learning how to do proposals and stuff like that, putting together budgets. So it was very, very stressful. And what I alluded to earlier was that I got really sick, and I don't know exactly what happened, but I think when I get sick, a lot of times my emotions just get out of whack. I don't know if there's science behind this, if it's just a me thing or what, but I just kind of fell into a hard depression. I was just so tired. I had the flu. Apparently it wasn't COVID because I tested negative like twice, but I was just so tired, so weak, so like hot, cold flashes. Like, I don't know what was happening with me. And I get really irritable. I get really upset. Normally I don't get depressed, but this time I felt like, you know, the day before the tournament, or even the day of the tournament, I just kind of had like a small breakdown or a panic attack. Like, my heart was racing, my face got really like tingly. I don't think it was a stroke or anything like that. My wife was there and I was telling her about it as well, and she works in the pharmaceutical and medical industry, so she knew some questions to ask me just to make sure that I wasn't in any kind of like physical danger, but was ready to take me to the hospital if need be. But I don't know, I was just like, I just felt like nothing that I did really amounted to anything, and I don't know where it really came from. It just was so irrational and so out of the loop. And you know, I've talked about taking medication for that kind of stuff, and I still do. I took a small break just because I ran out and never got the prescription refilled. But at that point I still had medication to be taking, so it wasn't even that. I think it just was a lot of stuff going on. I felt really overwhelmed with all the work that I had to do on top of my normal responsibilities, and just being stressed that this didn't or wouldn't go well. And it just really reinforced that I need to take care of myself. I really need to get my health in order, and I'm still working on that. I'm still not getting it right, but I am making efforts every day. And that leads me into my goals and my personal stuff that I'm working on, because the tournament went great. I reflected on that, and I was just being way too hard on myself. I even had a performance review from my boss, and before he actually, you know, gave me the review, I had the sheet already because I filled it out and everything. It's like a checkup. It's not like an actual grading or anything. It's just checking on the goals, see where we are. And for a lot of them, I did not meet expectations. And in that moment, I was still like really upset about everything. I was still sick and whatnot. I had my mask on, but like, I felt like I wasn't hitting the goals that I wanted to hit. And my boss really asked some great questions and really dug deep, saying, did you really not hit this goal? Cause like, you did this, this, and this, like, you're being too hard on yourself. And this is a person that is very, very honest and very blunt about things, and I truly appreciate that. And so it meant a lot coming from him, where he was breaking down, like, he was using logic and not just touchy-feely stuff to say, hey, like, you're being too hard on yourself, and here's why, right? Here's the receipts for why you're being too hard on yourself. And it's like, you did meet these expectations, but you have higher expectations than what the goal actually is. And it kind of humbled me a little bit. It did feel good. In the moment, I still didn't buy into what he was saying, but as time went by, I really reflected on it and was really appreciative of it and let him know. So it was just, it was much needed. And there's no moral per se in all of this. It's more so just to share where I'm at and where I'm going. You know, life is not linear. Progress is not linear. Success, if you want to call it that, is not linear. And this was one of those moments where it was very not linear. And I felt like I was having some lows rather than just looking at where I actually was and not stressing too much about it. But again, my health greatly impacts how I feel. I know that already. I know that exercising makes me feel a lot better. I actually, you know, you probably can't tell if you're listening to this, but I'm wearing like an athletic shirt right now and I'm wearing some shorts because I just came from the gym. I went straight from work, straight to the gym, then straight here, hung out with my son for a little bit, played some Smash Bros, and then straight to recording this, and then we're gonna get the tournament going. And I just had been feeling really exhausted, and I think there was a little bit of monotony going on. And I forgot why, right? We talked about the why, and I've been really reflecting on that from the previous episode. And I'm continuing that journey, and I'm trying to get healthier. I'm trying to work out more so that I get more tired, so that I want to sleep earlier, so that I can function better. Like today, I got a little bit of sleep or a decent amount of sleep, but it wasn't enough for I could consciously tell that my brain was not functioning optimally. Now, sometimes I'm just so tired that I don't even recognize that that's the case, but this time and many other times recently, I've been noticing that, and that's been encouraging me to get enough sleep so that I function properly, so that I have the energy to work well and get everything done, so that I'm not just like slogging through the day and then rolling home and then kind of being tired and hang out with friends and playing games, rather than working on my music or working on my videos, my content, or hanging out with my family or working on a lot of projects that I have going on around the house. So taking care of, for me personally, right? I can't speak for everyone else. For me, working out gives me energy. Meditating and taking time to breathe and drink water gives me energy, gives me focus. I operate better. And so that's the direction that I'm trying to continue to go in. I just bought some new running shoes. I bought two pairs of running shoes, which I sorely needed. When I say my shoes are falling apart, I kid you not. Like, there were holes in my shoes. If you were looking at the right angle, you could see my socks. Like, it was bad. And I was playing pickleball like this. My shoes, like the rubber on the shoes were falling off on the court. It was rough. So I finally got some new shoes, and like, my feet are very thankful for it. I have flat feet and wide feet, so it's really hard to find shoes. I'm also size 15, so it's impossible to find shoes. The shoe store, the running store that I went to, I had to go online and buy it, and there was only one pair of shoes that had the specifications that I needed, and also on sale. So yeah, I bought one pair of shoes on Amazon, which was really, really cheap. It was like $50, and honestly, they feel great so far. I took them to the gym today, hit the treadmill, and you know, other than some lacing techniques and stuff like that, making sure that I'm tying them tightly, if they feel great. My feet get sore, but that's kind of just normal for me anyway, but they don't hurt now. Like, my feet don't hurt right now. Normally they would still be sore after playing like pickleball or something. And I played pickleball with them last week, so I know that that's already like good there too. Anyways, I digress. This has just been kind of a mental dump for me, sharing my progress. I'm more excited and less cynical in this moment, so that's great. But nonetheless, I got a tournament to get ready for, so I'm about to head out of here. But thank you guys for the continued support. I know these episodes have still been sporadic. I'm disappointed in myself, and I'm not going to stress about that, but I am going to still continue to think about topics. I have some guests that want to be on the show. I have not arranged that yet. My office is looking good from this camera angle, but it's still a mess. So thank you guys so much, and as always, I will see you all in the next one.